Hallström Wibe, if she missed anything during the Soviet time, as she said previously that she didn't have problem of getting things because she had the connections to different shops. And she said, of course, I missed lots of things because the salaries were really small. So it didn't mean that we were really able to buy everything we wanted. For example, when we started our life with my husband, with her husband, they only lived in a 7 square meter flat. And it took them several years to actually get the bigger flat, which is still just a one-bedroom flat where they lived with their two daughters. And as the salaries were really small, they started from really, you know, they had to start from buying every little things because both of their parents had, both of their fathers had died at the Red Army during the Second World War. And she was raised by her aunt because her mother was sent to Siberia. So the life was really tough in the beginning, but slowly they would buy everything they needed and build up their life. As and I'm asking that maybe it's not so easy also for young people nowadays because they also have small salaries. Vive still thinks that that it is still easier because you do have the option to try to work hard, but she thinks that there are also lots of people who just don't want, like this kind of people who drink and don't want to go to work and just live on the handout the state gives. And she said, but during the Soviet time, all those people who are now receiving benefits and don't work and don't know what to do with their lives, they were all amongst them, and they were all on occupations, and they were paid salaries, they were going to work. However, somebody else had to do their work because they weren't working those days either, as there was lots of alcoholics on workplace, and somebody else was doing their jobs. Then I'm asking how it is as a pensioner. She said that, you know, yes, my pension is small, but I can, you know, when I go to food shop, I can just buy something as little as I want. I have a choice. I don't have to buy everything at the same time. And also at Soviet time, the pensions were small, so there was very few people who would get as much pension as 120 rubles. But for that, you had to work at least 10 years in one place and several other things to get that kind of high pension, because the usual pension was 64 rubles. And I remember as a young specialist, when I went to work after graduating and in the art school, my salary was 105 rubles. That was a really big salary at that time. But even then, it was hard for a young family to start with that kind of money, because you needed everything and you also needed to queue and try to find the connections and then, you know, save money. Because just to give a sample, that 105 rubles, for example, in 1 year my winter boots cost 89 rubles. So basically 1 month's salary was the price for the pair of boots.